tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello world, Rusty Bells here at the North Pole, where breaking news at this hour comes live from just outside Santa's stables. Joining me now is reporter Elf Mitch with this live report.
Thanks, Rusty. I'm standing where usually we have crowds of people gathered to watch Santa Claus launch, but this year, Santa had the grandstand moved 1.5 miles away, evidently for safety reasons. They are out there, way in the distance. I can see the crowd, but I can't recognize any of them. I suppose they are cheering, knowing this is a big, historic moment. What's supposed to happen, I'm not really sure. We will just watch as things unfold. It's still a little daylight here, an unusual circumstance for a report from this spot. The sky is cold and hard and gray. You can feel the heavy snow that is forecast for later this evening. Wait, I hear something now. Alarm bells are going off. They've just handed me some eye goggles to wear, and they are leading me to, what is this, a bunker? Very unusual. I'm looking to the north and to the west, and the large, mysterious building we've heard about since last summer, and oh my goodness. It's exploding, Rusty. It's exploding. The roof has just blown off the top of that giant building. The walls are falling down. There's smoke and steam, I guess. I don't know if this was supposed to happen, but the explosion is indeed tremendous. Wait, there's a big rushing wind now, and the noise is just deafening. I'm seeing something. Holy Mother of Frosty, rising now out of the dust and through the clouds. There is an object in the air, a giant, gargantuan thing. I've never seen anything this large in the sky in my whole life. It's slowly gaining altitude now. Floodlights are now flipping on all over the building. I'm hearing helicopters. It's a... Oh my gosh, what is that thing? I see people now. They're on the edge of this giant flying fortress-like airship. They are waving in. I get it now, Rusty. This is a gigantic sleigh craft carrier. It is the size of 4 or 5 city blocks. It's massive. On the deck, I can see Santa's reindeer. And they're laying down, relaxed as can be. Elves are everywhere on this craft, waving and cheering. And there's someone on deck. He's in a chaise lounge. He's wearing sunglasses and a red and white suit, and he's sitting on a cold eggnog. He's sitting there like there isn't a care in the world. Is this a launch, Rusty? Is Santa leaving the North Pole on this giant airship?
This is indeed a historic moment, Mitch. I've just been handed a news brief from Elf Quinton and the Research and Development Department. The North Pole has indeed just launched a sleigh craft carrier, roughly the size of the city of Madrid? Can that be right? It houses a workshop, a wrapping center, a portable tracking center, a gym, several thousand Christmas trees, as well as several sleighs and hundreds of reindeer. Stay tuned right here for more breaking news from the North Pole. I'm Elf Rusty Bells for SantaUpdate.com on Kringle Radio.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.